زيارة في ميثم بن يحيى الطمار، known as ميثم الطمار. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، السلام على رسول الله محمد بن عبد الله خاتم النبيين، السلام على أمير المؤمنين وسيد الوسيين، السلام على العمة المعصومين الراشدين، السلام على الملائكة المقربين، السلام عليك يا صاحب أمير المؤمنين، السلام عليك يا مودع أسر السادات الميامين، السلام عليك يا بقية الله من البررة الماضين، السلام عليك يا ميثم التمار ورحمة الله وبركاته. Peace be with the Messenger of God, Muhammad Abdullah, the seal of the prophets. Peace be with the Commander of the Faithful and the Master of the Divinely Appointed Vicegerents. Peace be with the Infallible Guiding Imams. Peace be with the angels in proximity with Allah. Peace be with you, O Companion of the Commander of the Faithful. Peace be with you, O One with whom have deposited the secrets of the Masters. Peace be with you, outstanding man of God from amongst the excellent men of previous generations. Peace be with you, O Mitham At-Tammar. May the mercy and blessings of God be with you. Mitham was one who had been, who was a slave of Imam Ali alayhi salam, and Imam Ali had freed him. He had called himself Salim when he came to Arabia from Persia, and Imam alayhi salam told him that he had heard from the Prophet that his father's name had named him Mitham at birth. Mitham was surprised because he had told no one of his birth name. Imam Ali alayhi salam told him to keep his original name. Thus he became Mitham again, but he adopted the kunya Abu Salim. Abu Khalid At-Tammar says that once they were in a boat in the river Furat, when the waters became very stormy, Mitham looked up and told them to secure the boat as the storm would become more violent. And lo and behold, that's exactly what happened. And then Mitham told them that Muawiyah had just died. People noted down the date and the time that Mitham spoke of this, and it afterwards actually proved correct that Muawiyah had died at that time. Imam alayhi salam had told him that he would be killed and crucified for not cursing and abusing Imam. And Imam also showed him the tree where he would be crucified. After Imam's martyrdom, Mitham would go and visit the tree and he would say, "May Allah bless you, O tree, for I have been created for you and you are growing for me." He was a narrator of the Ahadith and an extremely righteous man. It is said that his skin had dried up because of continuous prayers and fasting. Well, Ubaidullah ibn Ziyad arrested Mitham and asked him to curse Imam Ali, just as Imam had told him. And when he refused, Ibn Ziyad threatened to kill him. And Mitham said, "My master informed me that you would kill and martyr me together with 9 others at the door of Amr bin Huraith." And Ibn Ziyad said, "I will not do so because I want to prove your master is a liar." Mitham said, "My master does not lie. Whatever he said, he hears it from the Prophet, who hears it from Jibreel, who hears it from Allah. How therefore can you prove him wrong? Not only this," he said, "I know how you will kill me and where you will martyr me. And I will also tell you that I will be the first man who will be reined in the mouth to prevent me from speaking and the first man whose tongue will be cut out." Well, Ibn Ziyad imprisoned Mitham and Mukhtar Ibn Abu Ubaidah Thaqafi, whom we will talk about. Mitham informed Mukhtar that he would be freed from the prison and it would be him who would avenge the blood of Imam Hussein alayhi salam. And that's exactly what happened. Mitham was taken out. He was crucified on a tree at the door of Amr bin Huraith. He turned that cross of his into a pulpit. He started narrating the ahadith of the Ahlul Bayt. When Ibn Ziyad heard of this, he feared that Mitham's words would turn the masses against the Umayyads. So he ordered for his tongue to be cut. He was then killed 10 days before the arrival of Imam Hussein alayhi salam in Karbala. So he was killed on the 22nd or 21st of Dhul-Hijjah, 60 after Hijrah. And that night, 7 date sellers secretly took his body away and buried him on the bank of a canal. He had 6 sons. All of them were amongst the companions of the 4th, 5th and 6th Imam. Amongst his grandsons, there were those who were the companions of the 5th, 6th and 7th Imam. And Ali bin Ismail bin Shu'ayb bin Mitham is counted amongst the most prominent theologians of Shiaism. An amazing character. He's known as Mitham of Dammar because he was a date seller. Dammar is dates in Arabic.